This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, and welcome to Between the Keys, and a Happy New Year to you. One of the great New Year music traditions is the annual Vienna Philharmonic concert, where everyone dresses up and dances to their favorite waltzes and polkas. Now, since I could not get the Vienna Philharmonic to fly over in time to perform on Between the Keys tonight, I decided instead to present a New Year's concert piano style. So put on your ballroom gown, put on your tuxedo, dust off your dancing shoes, and raise a glass with me. Let's begin with a little polka by Ferruccio Busoni that he wrote as a youngster. Holger Groschop is the pianist. Thank you. That was Donald Manildi at the piano. He has been a featured guest on Between the Keys, and he was playing the Valse Zigane by Misha Levitsky. And right before that, we heard the Salon Polka by Ferruccio Busoni, performed by Holger Groschop. Here's a traditional New Year's favorite, but it's served up with a lot more added spice than usual, and 10 of the world's most maniacally fast fingers. Let's listen. I don't think the Vienna Philharmonic can play that piece so fast. That was the Tritch Trash Polka by Johann Strauss, transcribed and performed by the irrepressible Georges Chiffre. Let's bring the tempo down a little bit with a piece called Waltz Time by Moises Molero, and the pianist is Clara Rodriguez. Thank you. piece called Waltz Time by Moises Molero, performed by Clara Rodriguez, one of the most popular pianists in Vienna in the early 20th century and late 19th century, for that matter, was Alfred Grunfeld, who concocted a good number of piano paraphrases based on Johann Strauss themes, including this virtuoso tour de force that's based on the Emperor Waltz. Let's hear it now with the pianist Konstantin Scherbakov.
Thank you.
a paraphrase by Alfred Grunfeld based on Johann Strauss Jr.'s Emperor Waltz. The pianist was Konstantin Scherbakov. Here is a quadrille by a composer that you would never have expected to write for the piano. Let's see if you might be able to guess who wrote this piece. That was pianist Fumiko Shiraga playing the Lancier Quadrille No. 4. Can you guess who the composer was? None other than Anton Bruckner. That does not sound like Bruckner at all, does it? But The waltz coming right up now sounds very much like Aaron Copland because it was composed by Aaron Copland, and yes, you can dance to it. It's from Copland's Rodeo. This is the Saturday Night Waltz, and the pianist is Ian Gindis. Pianist Ian Gindis playing Aaron Copland's Saturday Night Waltz from the Ballet Rodeo. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and we are dancing away the new year on Between the Keys. Here is the legendary romantic pianist Ignaz Friedman playing his own arrangement of favorite Schubert waltzes. He calls this Alt Vien, and this is a recording from 1928. Perfect New Year's music. ¶¶ Alt-Vienne, Schubert waltzes arranged and performed by the legendary Ignaz Friedman. That was a recording from 1928. Karl Tausig was one of Franz Liszt's most promising pupils, and unfortunately he died very young. Yet he left behind some wonderful Strauss transcriptions, including Nachtfalter, which we are going to hear now, performed by pianist Piers Lane.
Thank you.
That was Carl Tausig's transcription of Johann Strauss Jr.'s Nachtfalter with Pierce Lane at the piano. Here's another delightful polka. This time it's by Lennox Barkley, and we have another irrepressible pianist on deck, and he was a real legend. This is Shura Cherkassky. Shura Cherkassky at the piano, music of Lennox Barkley, that was his polka, Opus 5. Here's a Fritz Kreisler favorite, Alt Vienne, arranged by Leopold Godowsky and with Boris Berezovsky at the piano. Boris Berezovsky performing Leopold Godowsky's arrangement of Fritz Kreisler's Alt Vienne. It is always a tradition to conclude a Vienna New Year's concert with the Blue Danube. There are many piano arrangements of the Blue Danube out there, the most famous one being that of Adolf Schulze-Evler. We're going to hear that in a performance with a pianist who just celebrated his 90th birthday in 2018, the great Byron Janis. Arabesques on the beautiful blue Danube, the famous Johann Strauss waltz in a piano paraphrase by Adolf Schulz Evler. The pianist was Byron Janis. I hope that this new year will bring peace, harmony, and civility to everyone. And most of all, I wish you health, happiness, and joy in 2019. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thank you for being with me this hour on Between the Keys. A very happy new year to you, and I hope you will be with me next week at this time. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Take care, have a good week, and be well.